My name is Lawrence Reyes, and this is the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee meeting. I'm calling this meeting to order. And today's August 19th, 2020. Eileen, would you please take the roll?
Yes. Carol Wolfley?
Aye. Present.
Dwayne Lark? Okay, we'll come back. Eileen Rosen is here. Beth Von Gunten? Okay, not here. Jim Sagerton? Henry Muted?
Here.
Jim Muted.
Okay, you are here. Lawrence Reyes, Chair.
Present.
Phyllis Wolf?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Michael Adler. All right. Michael White.
I'm here. Thanks.
Okay. Nancy Saibara Naritomi.
Naritomi's here.
Okay. Susan Da Silva.
Here.
Ted Weisgall.
Here.
And William Heerwagen.
Present.
Great. So, okay, that's 10 out of 13 that I have.
Okay. Thank you for doing the roll, Eileen. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. So item.
We didn't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, since we didn't post the agenda because we only made it a few minutes ago, we can read it when you'd like me to. You give me the word.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think there are 11 of us, but just.
I just read the names, and it adds up to 11. I don't know where you're getting – I mean, to 10. I don't know where you're getting another person.
Eileen, Susan, Lawrence, Carol, Michael White, James, Lou, William, Ted. I have William twice. That's why. Sorry.
Yay. All righty. All right. I'll just read this agenda because it's pretty – it'll be pretty quick. Next, we'll follow point after the business. Business will be selection of secretary, whether pro tem or permanent, appointment of timekeepers, agenda approval. Then we'll revisit some of the points really that we discussed a month ago. So we'll go back and see if there's any new news on vacancies on this committee, and then we'll look at the subcommittees or working groups, which include the Bylaws Review Subcommittee, Documents Subcommittee, Policies and Resolutions Compilation or Review. Then we also had processes for posting LSB meetings. I added in time of coronavirus. And I thought we needed to confirm whatever our decisions or conclusions were about following up on CAB meetings, whether or not it's a PNB matter or an LSB matter or whatever. Then we will adjourn to executive session, and I estimate that we'll be done here in about an hour to adjourn to executive session, maybe a little more.
And and there's another item that Carol emailed us in regards to discussing the purview of the governance committee.
Okay. I will add that then.
Yeah.
Should I add that perhaps before the subcommittees and working group? What do people think?
Carol, how would you like it?
That would be great to have that clarity, because that might help us in talking about the subcommittees.
Exactly.
Okay.
I will do that. So that will be point number 7. Purview.
And let me state for the stream while we are going into executive session. We are going into executive session to discuss a matter that a governance committee member brought to the attention of the committee in regards to previous employees, a current employee, and proprietary matters that cannot be discussed publicly. So we're going to go into the executive session to have a conversation about the concern that member Ted Weisskopf emailed everybody. And that executive session item, of course, will not be posted on the KPFTX. Only the generalities in regards to why we're going to executive session. Is that understood by everyone?
This is Ted. I would like to clarify without mentioning any names that I am alleging the overstepping of the authority of an executive director of this foundation.
Okay. So in regards to that, Ted, did not mention any positions or anything like that, because we don't want people to start assuming, who it could be or whatever. We don't want that. We just want to state simply former employees, present employees, and proprietary information in regards to that. Anything else, I think I will rule you out of order. Okay. Thank you. So now we'll go to item number 3 of the preliminary items. Anybody willing? First of all, let me just say I appreciate, Susan, your notes are extremely helpful, and Eileen, your notes, and I'd like to thank Eileen for helping me with the agenda. I don't think I could have done it without her, although she thinks it's a simple matter. I don't think so. So is anybody willing to be secretary pro temp or permanent? Okay.
This is Susan.
Hold on. Susan, go ahead.
I don't mind doing notes again.
Thank you so much, Susan.
And I think Eileen did an excellent job of the agenda.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay. Anybody like to be timekeeper? I know a good timekeeper that's on this call tonight. I don't know if he's willing to do it. I don't want to mention any names. James, would you be willing to keep that?
That's a name. That's a name, Lawrence.
That is a name. I meant to say Jim.
Lawrence, I can't do it right now. I am in the middle of finishing something up, so my hands are busy. But as soon as I get to my computer, I will do it.
Thank
if
you.
If no one else will do it now.
Yeah. I heard Nancy.
I'll do it.
I heard Nancy.
This is...
Who's that?
Oh.
Who wants to do it?
This is
somebody
Carol.
Just
I'll do it until James can do it.
That'd be great, Carol. Thank you so much. Okay.
Request for information, Nancy from KPFT.
Nancy from KPFT.
Yes. So the timekeeper is 2 minutes for topic, 2 minutes for speakers, right? Or I don't know. How are you doing this? It's just 2 minutes, so.
Well, we agreed to do 90 seconds per speaker.
90 seconds. Okay.
So right. And then topics is usually the maximum amount that a topic is given.
Is what? 15?
The maximum amount of time that topics are given, Nancy. We still haven't gotten there yet.
Oh.
On the agenda.
On the agenda, right. So the next thing is agenda approval, which is 20 minutes. And I also like to reiterate that we agree to try to limit the meeting to 2 hours, as it was a motion made by Carol that passed. So we'll try to do that. So agenda approval is 20 minutes. Are there any additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I'll move on. So there's vacancies on this committee. We need a director from KPFA, and that is a PMB procedure that has to happen. We'll I'll notice it for tomorrow to see if we need to have an election for KPFA director representative for this committee. So that'll be put on the agenda for tomorrow. WPFW is still looking for a candidate, an LSP member, to be a member of this committee. With that, item seven, Carol, you have the floor.
Carol? Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And you said for how long, 50 minutes?
90 seconds each, right?
90 seconds each, but the item, we want 15 minutes for that item?
That's good. That's good. So I'll set it for 15. Just getting set up with my timer. Okay. My concern is in reading the bylaws, it is clear that to me what it says that I sent you guys is that in addition to LSBs, each of the foundation's radio stations, the board of directors shall also have the following standing committees. And then Committee B is a governance committee which shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. So I am concerned that
Carol, one second.
Yes.
One second, Carol. So I want you, when you cite the bylaw that you're talking about,
yes.
Please cite the article.
Oh, sure. Article 8, other committees.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Article 8, other committees of the board of directors, section 3, standing committees. So Article 8, section 3. Okay. So what my concern is that all the descriptions of the work of each of the committees is very clear and specific, and the governance committee, it's very clear and specific. Review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. I think it's inappropriate for this committee to be involved in work that would come under the personnel committee, which is selects and reviews the work of executive directors and those negotiations, because that is a PMB responsibility, or removal of people from office or disciplinary action against members. Those are LSB and PMB areas. So I am, again, raising my concerns about topics that are being put on the agenda for the executive session today.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else want to speak to this?
Information.
What's your request, Nancy?
Yes. Did we approve the agenda, and who moved to approve it?
The point.
Well, I asked for items. Did any members have any items on the agenda? No one said anything, and so we're.
Did we approve it?
We do have to actually approve it.
So yes. I know that we approved the agenda.
Okay.
I second that. No, we don't need seconds in subcommittees.
No, we don't need seconds in committee.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any discussion?
I'm
any objections to approving the agenda?
Carol, for this deck.
Go ahead, Carol.
I'm opposed to the proposal for the executive session because I believe that that is not under the purview of this committee.
Okay. But we're going to have an executive session. That's been my ruling, that we are going to have an executive session to further discuss the purview of Article 8. And to see if once we have the discussion in open session about Article 8, that I believe would help inform us as to the executive session item. Your objection is noted, Carol.
Yeah, point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
I'm a little confused because I got an agenda for the executive session, which included certain topics, And so when we approve the agenda, do we approve the executive session agenda? So
no,
that's a separate
only the
agenda. Oh, okay,
that's a
very good.
Agenda.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. Michael, did you, I heard your voice, Michael. Was that you?
That was me. I'm a little bit confused about when to speak, but maybe I should raise it now, and I guess I have to be careful because we're not in executive session yet. Yeah, I do have concerns about the governance committee, whether it can properly be doing something that would be called a trial, but I think the governance committee can properly, I don't think it can properly undertake to resolve a personnel matter. However, I think arguably it can be given access to information about confidential personnel matters if it directly pertains to analyzing governance issues. And as a governance committee, I think we can do fact-finding about situations in order to be able to define what we think is a proper theoretical interpretation and application of the bylaws, and to be able to pass that information along to the PMB or personnel committee or to HR. Anything like a trial, I would think, has to be done by another appropriate subbody. I think in looking at the situation, we can also say whether we think the bylaws are clear and sufficient on the point, or whether we would recommend any updating. I also think we could look at and say what would, when different facts were applied, be an appropriate application for the indemnification provisions of the bylaws as they either now exist or as we think they should be modified in the future. So I think there's a lot of role for the governance committee to play in looking at this situation, and certainly looking at what's happened with particular individuals and situations, especially, you know, when you've got different variations with the same individual. I think that is always elucidating. I mean, you know, courts, when they're trying to figure things out,
look at real situations.
Yes. Where are we?
Okay, that's it.
So if anybody wants to be heard, just request to stack and state your name. Michael, that was a really good point, and you kept it confidential, which I really appreciate. And I think that's one of the roles of the governance committee is to subscribe ourselves to the bylaws and almost not just interpret them, but to see if there's a living cause for them to be applied in certain areas. And then,
Ted,
I hear you, Ted. Hold on. So that's the point we're taking, Michael. Thank you so much. Ted, you have the floor.
Well, we are not operating as members of the local station board. We all are members of a local station board, and the last duty of the local station board, which I'll read, is to exercise all of its powers and duties with care, loyalty, diligence, and sound business judgment, consistent with the manner in which those terms are generally defined under applicable California law. I think that what we are doing is certainly consistent with sound business judgment, and I fully agree with the comments that were made by the person who spoke before me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on, Nancy, one second.
So I just want to remind everybody that this is a discussion that Carol suggested that we have in regard to the purview and the fidelity of this committee in regards to the matters that we are going to go into executive session about. And also, it defines our role in regards to the way we conduct business in this committee. Nancy, what's your request for information?
Yes. Can we discuss can we discuss this when we go into executive session, whether it's we're going to take it up or not or stop or...
No.
We have to discuss it in this open meeting?
No, we're discussing the role of the governance committee, not what we're going to discuss in executive session. So take that off the table.
Susan's to the back, please.
Hold on. Let me see if Nancy's finished.
No, okay. I'm finished.
All right, thank you. Susan, you have the floor.
Thank you. So I think what we were actually doing was approving the agenda, and I would like to say that I am okay with approving this agenda, but I am not... as long as my approval of this agenda does not include approving the agenda for the executive session.
Okay, that is noted. That is noted, and your objection could be heard on just before we go into executive session, and we'll have we may even have to go to a vote to determine whether we will go into executive session or not. Is that what you... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else on this matter? On this topic that Carol brought up in regard to the purview of the governance committee? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go to the next item on the agenda. Carol, is there anything else you want to say?
No.
Go ahead.
I don't think we approved the agenda yet.
Yes, we have, William. There's no objections.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Okay. I said it real fast, I guess. Thanks.
Okay. But if you have an objection, William, you're more than welcome to raise it.
No. I just procedurally. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Nancy, what's the next thing? Oh, Nancy. Oh, my goodness. Thinking of your homegirl, Ali.
Yeah, I don't know why you always confuse me with her.
So we'll go to the next item on the agenda. Carol, did you wanted to speak on your item before we move on?
No.
We have 5 minutes left. You're good?
I think we got clarity.
Okay. Okay. Now, number 7 is subcommittees. Eileen, hold on. Let me see. Beth Barangutin, are you on the call? Beth?
Beth is not here. I logged onto the Maestro page, and she's not here.
Okay. This isn't like Beth, so I'm going to call her. Maybe she didn't have the number. I'm going to have to give it to Beth.
While you're doing that, I have 3 numbers on here that I can't attached to a name, so I'll work on that while you're calling Beth.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, people, I guess you're using alternate phone numbers. So here's one in the 713 area code that ends with 7038.
I think it's Nancy.
Nancy, is that you saying that?
Yeah, I think that's the number I'm using now.
Okay. Because I keep all everybody's numbers. Okay, and then another one in 713 that ends with 0605.
Yes.
That might be... Sorry? That might be... it could even be Otis, I guess. I don't know. And then there's one in the 917 area code, ends with 1478.
Isn't that New York?
I think that sounds like me. What was that? 1478 is me.
Oh, Mike White. Yeah. Okay, good.
Eileen, the 06,
yeah?
05 from 713 is Otis.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey, William for the stack.
Might as well go ahead. We're in a little lapse here.
I got an email that we're not on the stream. Can somebody check and see if we're on the stream?
I'll try.
Anybody?
That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
See. Okay.
understand. May I be recognized? This is James.
Can you hold on, James? I'm going to see we're on the stream first. Is that okay?
I can just tell you real quick. I'm set up in front of my computer. I can do the time now.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I don't hear. This is Nancy. I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything. Okay. So let me get back to Otis. Oh, boy.
Oh, we'll have to do all over again.
We may.
Are not going to do that.
No, we're just...
We could just review. Just do a little summary.
That.
Yeah, I don't hear anything either.
Do you want me to call Otis? Or is Lawrence calling Otis?
I think Lawrence is.
This is Carol.
Yeah?
I wonder if we, the person who was going to give that report, I think Elizabeth or whatever her name was.
Yeah,
maybe, maybe we could go to the next one and come back to that if we're not able to get hold of her.
Yeah, we can do that. Also, there were other people who volunteered to be on that committee who may be able to tell us something about it.
Is there anybody here who's on that committee?
Yes.
Yes, Nancy's here on that committee, yeah.
Okay. Nancy and Lawrence, and I forget who else offhand. Okay.
Great. Yeah, William here. We probably shouldn't be having discussion.
Okay, so Otis is working on it. He doesn't understand why we're not on the stream. Oh, boy. Everybody still here?
We're here.
Some of
us. Shall one of us record, and then we can send that recording to Otis?
Can someone... Eileen, you have the ability, right, to record off of Maestro?
No, I don't.
No?
Well, let me see. I don't know if I do. I doubt it. Never had to. I'm not seeing that option. You got Otis?
Yeah, I talked to him. He said he doesn't understand why someone would take us off the stream. And I said, I don't think we... Because I got an email at around 8:03. No, 9:03.
Okay.
Ted for the stack.
Go ahead, Ted.
I think the bylaws say that every effort should be made to stream or broadcast these meetings. I think we are making, I'm a stickler for transparency, but I'm also a stickler for getting the business done. It has been suggested that we view what we have done when we get back on the stream, but I think we need to proceed.
Okay. Okay, we'll proceed.
William of Jackson.
William? Okay.
Yeah, we're making every effort right now with your contacting Otis, and we'll wait a few minutes to see what happens.
Okay.
Chair, this is Nancy.
Who's that?
Nancy.
Nancy, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm having trouble hearing breaks in Ted Weisskopf's voice. Can he change phones, or can he do something about that?
Yeah, you did break up when you were speaking a little while ago, Ted.
I will cease using speakerphone, and I think that will help.
Good.
And on speakerphone right now.
Okay. Well, I can hear you when you just spoke. I heard you well.
Well, I hope this is better.
It is.
I'll be back. This is Carol. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I need to take care of something.
7, 8, 9.
Has anyone, I think you said this, Lawrence, but excuse me for wasting time that I guess can be wasted, and that is, did you make an effort to try to get Liz Von Gutten?
Yes, I did. And
Beth. She likes to be called Beth.
Beth. And I left a message for her.
If she likes to be called Beth, then her name should be changed on the agenda so it says that. I mean, my legal name is Theodore, but I like being called Ted, and that is how it appears on the agenda. That's for future reference.
Hey, Otis.
The issue was that I got an email stating that it was not being streamed. The meeting was not streamed. Okay.
Well,
I just checked. It's not streaming.
Yeah, he knows that.
May I make a suggestion? Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Shall we put the correct name of people and then put in parentheses a nickname if people want? I'm not really sure we should do that or not, but these names are given from the LSB secretary to the PNB secretary to Otis, and I just don't like putting nicknames only.
Well, I think we're conscious people, and I think we could be conscious enough to try to, especially having been working together for a while, streaming up. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Thank you, Otis.
Thank you.
Good show.
Okay. So, listeners, we are back. This is the Governance Committee meeting for August 19th, 2020. We had dropped off the stream. Apologize for that. We're going to summarize as to where we at. Susan, can you summarize where we're at, what we did so far?
Well, I think there was no objection to approving the agenda, and we heard what Carol's concern was about what the committee is supposed to be doing, and I think that's it.
Okay.
Nancy,
yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I'm checking the stream. I don't hear a word.
How about you, James? Can you check your stream? Because all this just said we're on the stream.
I'll check mine too, yeah.
I hear it.
We're on the stream.
Yeah, I'm checking the stream. I don't hear a word.
Yes.
Okay.
We're definitely on here.
Eileen hears it, so maybe there's, I don't know, Nancy. We're going to continue with the meeting because we've already lost about 30 minutes. So I'd like to continue with the agenda. Yes.
Chair, can I just give a brief reading of the agenda for people who didn't hear it?
Yes, please.
Very quickly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went through the preliminary items of calls order, roll call. We have 10 out of 13 members of this committee present tonight. Our first point of discussion was back to the vacancies on this committee for a KPFA replacement director. The chair of the governance committee will bring it up to the PMB tomorrow night to try to get an approval of the candidate that's out there. WPFW still needs to find a candidate or an interested volunteer. Then I think Susan just mentioned that we briefly discussed the purview of the governance committee, and we essentially referred to the bylaws and the description of the governance committee as a standing committee and what its job is in, I think, Article 8 of the bylaws. Basically, I didn't copy it here, but it's to review the bylaws and what was the second part? Well, anybody can read the bylaws about that. The rest of the agenda, the next point is to revisit discussion of the subcommittees. I guess there are really three of them and some items we discussed last time. And then we'll be adjourning to an executive session. That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Aileen and Susan. I appreciate your help. Okay, so now we're on the bylaws review subcommittee, review of progress. We still, I just text the calling number and the code to Beth. And Beth, are you on the call? She's not. Aileen, you want to go to section B, 7B?
Yeah.
Document subcommittee before, if any.
Second, I just wanted to see, because a few other people had joined that first, the committee, that Beth said she would organize it. The committee, the subcommittee to review the bylaws, basically. And I know that several other people had signed up for it. So I know Lawrence, you were one, and I don't recall who the others were. I'm looking for that right now. My notes somewhere. Does anybody else remember that they signed up for it?
Nancy did.
Okay. Has there been any progress or any discussions of?
We did not meet at all.
Okay. So we should suggest
that. I volunteer to call everybody or email these people if I have a list and set a meeting, a subcommittee meeting.
Great. That's Nancy, right?
Yes, Nancy. I'm sorry.
Nancy will.
I don't remember which Michael it was. Was it Michael White? Did you volunteer for the bylaws or revision, resolutions and review? Michael?
I think I probably did. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, great. That's great. Okay, the second point was on the documents subcommittee, and I'm sorry to say I have nothing to report. I just haven't had the chance to work on this at all. I also had taken a little task where I said I would try and define the differences as I saw them between policies and resolutions and documents, because I think people agreed last time to combine bylaws with documents and policies and resolutions, and I didn't think that should happen. And so I owe that to everybody as well. I will get it done. I promise I will this time. That's all.
Thank you, Aileen.
Request information, Nancy.
Nancy, state your request.
Yes. Aileen, did you say, I didn't hear your words at the end. You said you're going to convene a meeting, a subcommittee meeting?
No, I said I would write something up that I promised to do last time and didn't get done.
Okay, thank you.
I volunteered for that, didn't I?
about resolutions?
No, I volunteered for a different, yeah, a separate point, related point.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we're going to go to C. I think the thing that you might have signed up for, Nancy, is policy resolutions conciliation. Is that what?
Yes, that's right.
All right, so that's 7A. And so there's two A's in 7. Where,
no.
Yeah.
Yours must have moved around.
No, I got A, B, A, C, and D.
Oh.
Does everybody else have that?
I have the wrong thing. Sorry.
I have the same.
That's okay. Do you have that same thing, Susan? Okay. So, yeah, that's what you did. I think that's what you volunteered to do, Nancy.
Oh,
and if you need any help, call on me. Email me, call on me, whatever. Okay. We're going to go to C. Processes for posting LSV meetings in time, in the time of a coronavirus, any decisions or advances. So that's a question mark. Are there any, is there any input or feedback on that?
Nancy from KPFT.
Yeah, the floor, Nancy from KPFT.
Yes. I checked all the 5 LSVs, and so far, up until this point, the KPFT LSV is the only one that is not providing a posted telephone number, code number for the public to attend.
So okay.
I think it's worth a consideration of making a motion that we recommend to the PMB to recommend to the KPFT LSV to get their act together. I'm sorry, not like that, but I mean, you know, to provide a way for the open meetings.
For the public to be able to call in for public comment, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Otherwise, it's
okay.
Just cut off.
Carol, for
okay,
the staff.
Hold on, Carol. So, Nancy, you could go ahead and send me something, and I will include that in my report tomorrow. Carol?
Yeah, it's not, well, okay, so the KPFA LSV is not going to be posting a Zoom number publicly because we did that for our last meeting, and our meeting was Zoom bombed. And it was profanity and really ugly racist recordings were put on, and we had no possibility of stopping it. You couldn't mute anybody. It continued on. So we had to shut down our whole meeting, create a whole new meeting number, and give it to our LSC members. And for our town hall, we went back to it later on and were able to rejoin that meeting. But it was very, very challenging, and we were lucky to be able to manage. But we are trying a new system for the future, so we are not going to be posting. But we are going to ask people to send us an email requesting if they would like to. We'll put that on the website, and that they may request posting information.
We had somewhat of a conversation that I would hook you up with Fred Blair, because what we do at KPFK LSB is that we use we were using Zoom. We stopped using Zoom and we went to Maestro. Maestro has the ability to give a number and a code for a public comment that's unique to the person that's making the public comment. Maestro has the ability to mute. You could also mute somebody that's not being, you know, civil or whatever. So I could connect you up with Fred if you're open to that option, Carol.
Thank you. Well, we talked about this at the last meeting with Otis, and Otis said it was not necessary to have the posting online on KPFTX. So I think maybe we could just let the local station boards determine how they are going to. And I think he said that as long as you have recordings of the meetings, that's the most important thing. I noticed some of the LSBs are not recording.
Go ahead, Annie.
I was going to ask Carol then, what about community comment? Don't you have to leave some time for community comment and have a way for that to happen?
Otis said that you can, you can do that in different ways, have people call in and give them a number, so you could have a three-way call. Uh-huh. So one of the members who is on the board was on the call.
Mm-hmm.
Would call in, and then they would contact. So somebody would send a number, and they would contact that person with that number, or give them a number to call in.
Okay.
The only thing that concerns me about notice is that one of the things that Pacifica got nailed for was not noticing meetings. The required time, 7 days. To notice meetings, and that the notices have to be made public. So I don't think a recording, although it's good to have a recording, but I think the notice also complies with CPB regulations as well for public notices of meetings.
Carol for the staff.
Nancy for the staff.
Go ahead, Carol, and then Nancy.
Yeah, so I think I totally agree that they have to be noticed. It's just whether or not you're posting the phone or the call-in or the join-the-meeting information online, or whether or not you're providing it through a process that involves a communication process. So
okay.
It isn't saying that people don't call in. It just says you're. It's just like not putting the call in information on KPFTX.
Okay. Yeah, we don't do that too. So we don't put the call in information.
Yeah.
We do that once the meeting has started, and then the facilitator, when it's time for community comment, public comment, we call it in California. When it's time for public comment, then that number is read out on the air, on the stream, and then.
Oh, interesting! So it's streamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, that's another way.
Okay, so I think what I'd like to do, Carol, I'd like to ask Fred if I could give you his number, and I'll do that tonight.
Okay. Thanks.
Point of order.
State your point of order.
We have a stack, and you as chair, with all due respect, Lawrence, you are speaking after every single speaker rather than getting on the stack.
Okay. I'll take that into account. I just thought that I had to state that the reasons why public notice has to be given. That's all. But I will go with the stack, and the stack that I have is Nancy Sabaratoni from KPFT. Do you want to be on the stack too, Ted?
I do.
Okay. Nancy, you have the floor.
Yes. In the bylaws, public comment it's required. I mean, it's required for LSBs, and it's required for PNB too, but those were in-person meetings, but anyway, it is required. So even if Otis says you don't need to include a telephone number, I think Otis may be unaware about the public comment is required. So we have to honor public comment and give them a way to join. And reading the telephone number on the stream, that is a good idea. At KPFT, we were told by one of our board members that the only way a public can make a public comment is if they patch in to somebody, some board member's phone.
And I think that is just weird because we didn't have post the numbers. We didn't give them out on the air. So there's no way the public could have any number to call. So, and then we were also told that Maestro has a limit of, what, 26 people only, and that any more people joining other than beyond 26 or 25, I can't remember, it would be dropping off other people who are already on the board members, already on the call. And I don't know if this is all correct or not, so I will ask Fred Blair. Maybe he can fill me in on some technical thing. But about the public comment.
This is the timekeeper. This is the first speaker who's gone 90 seconds, so just letting you know.
Okay.
Is that me?
Nancy, can you finish up?
I'm finished.
You finished? Okay, Ted, you have the floor.
We are supposed to be in 7A through D, which are subcommittees working group. I assume these are reports. Instead, we are having subcommittee working group meetings before us. We have not reviewed the minutes of our last meeting. We do not know what is under one of these items, which is who are the members of these various subcommittees and when they meet. If we don't do that, we are going to continue to not get any of the work done, which apparently we have not done. I hope we will get the names, the dates of the meeting, the names of the members, the dates of the meetings, and the chairs. And regarding people who jump the stack, if you take notes, you can make your comments when it's your turn. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you. Just to state that we have been, I don't think we've been having subcommittee meetings. We've been getting reports. So anyone else on the stack? Okay. Michael, you have the floor.
I'm a little baffled or confused to think that Zoom creates a problem where you have to be Zoom bombed or whatever, but I guess these are all questions about technical capabilities, and I'd love to discuss them with someone. Is somebody like becoming a central expert on these possibilities, like Otis, that I could talk to in an efficient way? We have not had any problems with WBAI, and I don't think we're the only place or organization that's opening ourselves up to having a lot of people participate by Zoom. I know our congregation has got hundreds of people coming in by Zoom and everything. There's no problem with it, but it seems like there are a lot of controls, and I'd love to discuss why there should be any problems if those controls are exercised and you set them up as an administrator in one system or another.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Anyone else on the stack?
Eileen,
go ahead, and then I will call on myself.
Yeah, I would just like to see Michael White. Do you like to be called Mike or Michael?
I'm usually Michael.
Okay. Michael, when you say you'd love to discuss the controls and all that for Zoom, is that you mean to help the other stations have their meetings in a way that meets all the requirements according to the CPB and our bylaws, but without the problems that KPFA had? Do you mean that you would be able to help others figure out how to, or instruct them how to do it?
Well, I know that a lot, I know that WBAI people were thinking through what needed to be done, and then we had to think the same things through with the town meetings, and so over and over again we're going through and solving the same problems, and it seems like having a repository of expertise somewhere, and maybe in a person, someone like Otis or somebody else, rather than trying to deal with it piecemeal all over the place. But everybody, I mean, we have a world that runs this way for several months now, and people have been working it out, and I think there are solutions out there. You just need to know them.
Okay. Are you done, Eileen? Because I put myself on the stack.
And Carol for the stack.
Okay.
So this, yeah, I was going to say, it just seems like some... No, it seems like somebody just needs to, I don't know, get together or write it down. I'd be happy to talk to you about it, Michael, because I've tried to run some Zoom meetings. So maybe we could make a start of that.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. I'll get in touch with you, Michael, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so I have myself, I have Carol, and then Susan on the stack. So I think this is a good discussion, and I think it requires a little bit more research. I'm even inclined to invite the person that facilitates our meeting remotely, as it is. All meetings are being done remotely. I'll be more than happy to invite him to our next meeting. I'd like to encourage Michael and Eileen to meet and do their research, and then we'll come back at the next meeting and do a more concrete report on how to hold these remote meetings because of the pandemic that we're living in. I have Carol and Susan, and then we're going to go to the next agenda item. I got an email that someone said that we should limit our dialogue about this.
Lawrence, could you add James to the stack at the end, please?
Yeah, I'll go. Sure, James. I have
very brief.
Carol, Susan, and James.
A point of personal privilege, Nancy from KPFT.
Yeah.
What did you say? And you said it real quick. I got an email that says we blah blah blah. I couldn't hear it. What did you say?
That we're engaging in heavy dialogue, and it's preventing us from moving on. So that's why I sort of suggested that those people who are going to look into it do the research, and that I would invite. Okay. Carol.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the posting for the WBAI local station board meeting in August 12th. And what I noticed is that they didn't post on the front of the KPFTX website. It doesn't have the phone number, but where it join the meeting information, but they have the link on the agenda inside. So somebody would have to, so that may be a protection against Zoom bombing, that it's embedded in the agenda, not on the front of the website. Does that make sense?
Yeah. If you could just bring that with a little bit more information to our next meeting, that would be great.
Yeah. I just wondered if... very good. I will. And of course, that's WBAI, not KPFA.
Right. And so I'm just saying that all these meetings are public unless otherwise stated. Like tonight, we may be going in executive session. Susan?
First of all, Lawrence, I don't think you should take input from people who aren't in the meeting about the content of the meetings, but I do want to say to Michael, the Zoom bombing is a real thing. Public meetings do get Zoomed. I've heard from other people who've had problems. So it's not just something that happened that one time to KPFA. It might help to put it in the agenda, but I like better the business of announcing it on the stream and then making public that the meeting is streamed and that the information for doing public comment will be in the stream, as long as you tell people how to get it. And then I don't think we'll get Zoom bombed because people would have to listen to the actual meeting which they probably these bombers don't want to do. It was quite mind-boggling what happened to that KPFA meeting. As far as Zoom versus Maestro, I think that Zoom has a bigger capacity, so we may want to stick with it if we want to have big meetings. So that's all. Thanks.
Thank you, Susan. James Sagginton, you have the floor. WBCA.
Yeah, thank you. Apropos the last comment, I just want to say that generally when things get names, it means that they happen with some frequency. And it's called Zoom bombing for a reason. That's because it happens. That was not my comment. My comment is just in case there are some who don't know, but I'm sure most here do know, the CPB requires, they have their own requirements, but one of those requirements is that organizations follow their own bylaws. So we both have to follow CPB requirements, and we have to follow our own to meet the CPB requirements. That's all.
Thank you, James. Point well taken. Okay, I'm going to go on to D, because I think we've exhausted ourselves on this one. D is confirmed decision about following up on CAB meetings. Is this a PMB matter? That is something. Well, I'll take a stack on that before I go.
Nancy,
from KPFT. Nancy, KPFT, go ahead.
Yes, we have an active CAB at KPFT, and they're meeting regularly. I don't know how many, six or eight people in there. I don't remember, but they're meeting monthly.
Okay, and what kind of relationship do they have with the LSP and the PMB, if you know?
What kind of relationship? Sometimes a member of the CAB will come to the LSP meeting and report. And the last development was last fall. They came and got permission to have a show, a live show with call-ins. But that particular IGM went away suddenly, and we have not, it hasn't started. And then came the coronavirus, so that's been put on hold.
Okay. Are there any other stations that have CABs, active CABs? And what are their relationships to the LSB and the PMB?
Michael White in the stack.
Michael, you have the floor. Is that you, Susan? You want to go next after Michael?
No, that was Eileen. Eileen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael, Eileen, anyone else?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. So we have an active CAB, and I do think that one of the things that actually concerns me is the fact that there's no reference to the CABs in the bylaws, and we don't say how we want to integrate them. I mean, the CABs are for taking public comment, and we've got a ton of references in the bylaws about bringing in public comment. You know, it's not just through the meetings, because of the CPB regulations, it's through the CABs, but we also do it through the town halls, we do it through report to listeners. There's a lack of integration. We now, on a monthly basis, put a report from the CAB to the LSB on the agenda. It's not that we always get to it, and there's actually some thought to be given as to whether or not the CAB should be coming in, because they're not, you know, set up in the bylaws as part of the public comment section, or whether they should be coming in their own right. I mean, that's an interesting question to ask. But I think that we should be integrating CABs into the bylaws in a more formal basis.
Thank you, Michael. Eileen?
Sorry, am I? Yeah. No, I was wondering. Yeah, I think Michael's point is really good. It would be great to define that. I was just wondering if I thought the point of the point on the agenda was the original question was about, I think, following up on how CAB meetings are posted. And is this a PND matter? I'm just not sure. You know what? I'm going to leave it there. I think Michael's suggestion is really good, and we should follow up on that. I'm not sure how. Maybe that's something the Bylaws Committee could note for one of the things to look into in the subcommittee.
Carol for the stack.
Oh, no, Carol.
Yeah, okay.
When you request the stack, please wait till the person finishes talking. Go ahead, Carol. You have the floor. That's okay. Go ahead.
I think I originally brought this topic to the committee, and I think I agree. It's fine. You know, I'm happy to drop it at this point, but I would like to mention that I asked Otis a couple of years ago to put the 2010 resolutions from the PMB on the Pacifica bylaw section there where it has resolutions underneath. So there are resolutions posted on the Pacifica Foundation, Pacifica.org section, and those resolutions talk very specifically about the makeup of the cabs and how they are, you're supposed to write a report by October of each year about what's going on at the station and so forth, and how many people forge 24 and so forth. So that might be something for one of the committees.
Nancy, I'm sorry.
Okay, Nancy, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, on the Pacifica, on kpfcx.org, when you want to go to the archives, each station's cab is on the menu. So, and our cab at KPFC has been posting their meetings on the kpfcx.org. They have been doing. And it's already, the archived of CAB meetings are there. I mean, it's part of the system, kpfdx.org. But resolutions, okay. I'm looking for what Carol just talked about, and I'll keep looking. Thank you. I'm finished.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. So I'm on the stack. I think one of the critical things that a CAB does is write a community needs assessment, and that community needs assessment really bolsters the possibility of CPB funding. So that's another thing. At KPFK, our CAB, we're going to try to reinstitute it again, but our CAB wanted to remain independent from the governance structure, but collaboratively work with developing a community needs assessment. I was honored to be part of a community needs assessment back in 2010 or 13. I don't remember what year. And we were awarded a grant from the CPB based on that community needs assessment that KPFK did. So I just want, you know, it's not just about public comment and all of that, but it's getting the input from the communities in terms of what their needs are, both demographic and geographically, as it is mentioned in the bylaws. So that's something I just wanted to share. So where do we go from here with this item? Anybody else on the stack for this?
James, real quick.
Hey, William for the stack. I'm going to go to William, and did you request a stack too, James?
I did.
Okay, I'm going to go to William because we haven't spoken yet.
Yeah, I'm curious about the comment about the 2010 resolutions on cabs. Can we get more specificity as to like a month or a meeting date?
Okay. Yeah, let me get you something.
Thank you, Carol. James, are you done, William?
Yeah, I'm done. Got to wait for my answer.
Okay. While Carol searches for the answer, I'm going to go to James. James, go ahead.
Thank you, Lawrence. I just wanted to say again, as sort of a repeat of my last comment, having cabs is one of those CPB requirements for grants. So that is one of the things that they require. and their rules and regulations and their requirements are listed on KPFTX. If you go to the public-facing list, there is a link to it. I think it's in the upper left-hand corner.
I'm sending everybody the link now.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Noah. Hey, anybody else? We'll wait to see what Carol sends out and see. William, would you like an answer from Carol, or would the link be sufficient?
Oh, that's good.
Wait ahead for the stack.
Okay.
I think one of the failures of our bylaws and something we ought to address, and this has bothered me since we adopted these bylaws, is a failure to mention the CAB. I certainly had no idea of a CAB or the CPB when I was involved in helping to write the bylaws. And the role of the CAB ought to be enumerated in any future amendment of the bylaws. I'm done.
Carol, for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
I accidentally sent the subject title under agenda for executive session, but you should have it for me right now. If you look, okay. It's just the link. I also wanted to propose that what we do is, as we go into looking at the section on resolutions and bylaws, we incorporate this into our future work with the resolutions and bylaws.
Okay. I see. I just got it. Thank you, Carol. I got the link. Okay, so everybody got the link. I think why don't we carry this over to our next meeting, this item, to get more clarity in regards to the research that our members could do independently on their own time. And then we'll keep it on the agenda for the next meeting. Is that okay? Okay, having no objections.
Quick question. So who's going to be the team leader for this thing?
Well, I think I would like to suggest Carol, since she brought it to our attention and has sent out the link. I don't know if Carol, if you want to take that on.
Well,
I'll be more than willing to participate.
Carol, for the stack.
Hi, Carol.
My proposal was that we incorporate this into our work with resolutions, because this is a key resolution. So this could be part of our process for how do we find and what do we do with resolutions, and how do we connect those with the bylaws. So I would like it, rather than set up a separate thing for this, to incorporate this into our regular work, and I would be happy to support that as we continue to work on the bylaws and resolutions and policies.
Okay, and I'll be more than happy to participate. All right, so we'll leave it at that. We'll come back. We'll revisit this next week. I also like to bear in mind what Ted Weitzkopf just suggested, that maybe an upcoming bylaw proposal is to codify the CAB into our bylaws. Does that make any sense? All right, so Ted, would you be willing to take that on?
No, sir, my plate is full. I'm sorry.
Okay. We could probably work on that as a committee. We could keep discussing that. Nancy, go ahead.
So I just want some clarification. So on the 7A policies and resolutions and compilations. Thank you. So Eileen and Nancy were volunteering for that, and somebody else?
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I thought Eileen volunteered. Okay, my mistake.
No, yeah, Eileen and Nancy, but somebody else, I'm not sure. Nancy, I think you and I should probably have a conversation. We need to talk at some point. Let's do that.
Yes. Okay, Susan.
Have a phone conversation. Okay.
Hi, Susan?
Yeah, so I'm confused. I think we're making policies, resolutions, compilation part of the document subcommittee, right?
No,
it sounds like that's the case, yeah.
No. No.
Okay.
No. I'm going to write something about that.
That's what you were going to do. That's right.
So there's three different subcommittees, the bylaws one, the documents one, and then the policies and resolutions one.
I mean, to the stack.
I'm asking a question, so whoever wants to answer it would be fine.
I mean, one thing. Yeah, I think the thing about the resolutions is that Nancy and I at least were both interested in like pulling resolutions out of the minutes of the bylaws because, we don't always know what the actual current resolution or decision about this or that is. So I don't know if that means it's a subcommittee. It's kind of a task. I'm not sure where... I guess it could be part of either documents or bylaws. I don't know. But we didn't form exactly a committee. It's a task that we need to discuss, and maybe we'll do that and then report back next meeting. That sounds right to people?
That sounds good to me.
This is Nancy on the staff.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Request for information.
Go ahead, Ted. Nancy, you'll be next.
It appears to me that we have 29 minutes devoted to this item on our agenda. I'd like to know how much time is left.
I'm going to say 5 minutes.
We're finishing up.
Okay, this is the timekeeper. May I be recognized?
Yes, please.
I just wanted to let you know that I am not timing the items. I'm just timing the speakers. But if you'd like me to do that, if you'll tell me what the time is for any given item, I'll start to time it at the beginning of each item.
That's my mistake. I should have done that. All right, so let's say we have 5 minutes left on this item. Anyone else to
back?
Eileen? Go ahead, Eileen.
I was going to say, I think we've finished. We've gone through everything, and we would be ready to adjourn to executive session, except somebody else sounds like wants to say something. So, but that was my conclusion. Go ahead, whoever was next.
Nancy, about the time. We started at 8. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I speak? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody asked about the time, and we started at 8:50 Eastern time, and we decided on 2 hours, so we should be finishing 9:50 Eastern time. So we have 50 minutes left, 5 minutes.
Okay. But that's for the entire meeting, right? Okay.
I mean, that's 2 hours, 2 hours.
Does that include executive session?
Yeah,
I want to go to sleep at some point.
I move to adjourn. Chair, I move to adjourn. This is Eileen.
Okay, there's a motion to adjourn. And I believe that's most not debatable. Is that right, Ted?
That's right.
It depends on what it means. I mean, I have a request for information. Does that mean to adjourn and go into executive session? Yes. I'd like some clarity on that.
Yes.
Yes, adjourn to go to the executive session, but I just want to point out that there is an objection to go into executive session. So I think that's going to require some discussion. Vote. So, Susan, you want to take your objection?
Nancy, on the back, please.
And William.
Carol for
the hold on. Okay, so I got Susan first, then I got Nancy, William, and then Carol.
Point of order.
State your point.
Motion to adjourn is not debatable. If you want to take a vote, take a vote. Otherwise, it's not debatable.
That's what I thought. There is an objection. Where do I go with that? There's an objection to adjourn.
Wait.
Do I just go right to a vote?
Lawrence, there's no objection, I don't think.
There's no objection to going into executive session.
I think that we go to executive session, and then we have to debate the agenda for the executive session, and some of us may not agree with the agenda. So I'm okay with adjourning this meeting.
Okay. Are there any objections to adjourning?